Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, March 5th, 2007. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's again our privilege to share a few minutes of our perspective and God's Word with you. Today's message is titled, Duct Tape for the Soul. And the scripture text is from Psalm 147, verse 3.
He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds.
Several weeks ago, a car hit our mailbox post and nearly sheared it off. I temporarily held it together with bungee cords, but it got weaker and weaker. So this week, as the weather finally warmed up, I attempted a more permanent repair. After I started the project, I realized I didn't have all the materials I needed. Since I'd already removed the box and was going out of town for several days, I went to Plan B. I used my favorite all-purpose fix-it tape. As a home workshop enthusiast, I find two items indispensable to a complete workshop: duct tape and WD-40. I suppose now I would add bungee cords also. Many years ago, we were eating in a diner in Oklahoma, where I saw a big construction worker-type man with this slogan emblazoned on his sweatshirt: when the going gets tough, the tough use duct tape. Well, I learned early on in my life the many virtues of duct tape. That's something my dad taught me. It's amazing how much can be fixed with it. We've even seen well-worn Bible covers that Christians refuse to part with bound together with duct tape.
When we think of duct tape, we consider our daily verse. The Hebrew word for bind, kabash, has the sense to bind firmly. I'm so glad that God's binding is not a flimsy variety. The same word is used by Isaiah in describing the mission of the coming Messiah when he states, "He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted." What a joy to personally experience this healthful binding in my own life. And as ministers of the gospel, we can help others experience it as well.
Today, are you brokenhearted? Do you have some spiritual wounds? I've got good news for you. God has not changed. He still cares and He still acts. Psalm 34, verse 18 says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit."
Let's pray together. Father, we're so thankful that when we mess things up, you don't throw up your arms, shake your finger at us, and say, "You made the mess. Now you fix it." Plenty of others might do so, but your compassion far exceeds your judgment, for you did not come to condemn, but rather you came to save us from our own folly. We do lots of temporary fixing up in our lives that comes unraveled again or needs ongoing repair. But when we lay our broken hearts before you, you pick up the fragile pieces and restore us spiritually and emotionally. Thank you for binding up our wounds and pouring in your ointment of healing for our sin-sick soul. Only you, Father, can heal the body and spirit. Once we are touched by your healing hand, we can't help but reach out to others who need that touch as well. Amen.
Amen. I once saw a man wearing a t-shirt, and initially the screen print photo of duct tape got my attention. But then I asked him to stop so I could read the entire message. It was really a powerful thought. It said, "People use duct tape to fix things. Jesus used three nails." As we approach this season, we especially recall the death of our Lord on the cross. That is so true. Well, thank you for spending a few moments with us today. And we enjoy sharing God's Word. And we hope that you are encouraged this day and that you will, with renewed faithfulness, serve the Lord.